And now I'm taking you to the rural parts of Argyll, where you will hear crows and sheep and people singing. Yeah, what have we got here? So we might coming up. Why are we all sitting in here?
Just been out, exploded and got drenched, so we came back for a cookie.
I see. And is this a special place? Is this a statutory that they've built?
I don't know.
This is for staff members only. Really.
This is for staff members only. Uh-huh. Right, so wait a minute. I'm taking your voices. Do you mind if I play them out on the radio between 7 and 9 tomorrow morning? I just need to know what your first names are.
Right.
Say it a wee bit louder because of them.
David.
Dave again. This is fun. You're not a David.
Dave.
Ian.
Fiona.
Angus.
Angus. Ah, you're Scottish, Angus. You're eating chocolate. Is that Aero chocolate you're eating?
No.
Galaxy. Oh, even worse. Even worse. So, do you help out in the garden? Sometimes.
I've not helped this year, but last year I was helping.
Right. Did some of your stuff grow? And did you have caterpillars problems?
No. Not many.
Oh, that's okay. So you're not working this year?
No.
Thank you, Angus. It was the Scottish name I was after there. Now, wait a minute. Is that a Fiona? That's a Fiona, which is also a Scottish name.
All the way from Greenock.
All the way from Greenock. And you help in the garden as well?
Aye, aye. How's
my son? Uh-huh. And did you grow something last year that's still growing?
Not here.
Oh.
At home I've got cucumbers.
Oh, well, that's all right. Do you enter them for the show?
No, I just eat them.
They taste better grown from the garden?
Yeah, they do.
Right. Dave number three, whom I don't believe his name is Dave at all. You see your staff? How high up the staff level are you?
Oh,
he's gone into the giggles, listeners. So I had to go back. I must admit, I do enjoy it. I sit and tell everybody what's going wrong with the roads between 7 and 8. And then from 8 till 9, I tell them what's going along with the roads locally. And at the moment, it's all about the lack of surface. That's why I talk about what happens at the weekends, you see. So here we go.
Well, I suppose I could talk about the lack of ceramics tuition in Scottish art schools.
Right.
That's why the Rennie McIntosh school burned to the ground.
Uh-huh.
They closed the ceramics department.
Right.
And that was judgment from Rennie McIntosh.
Definitely.
So now if you want a degree in ceramics, you have to go down south.
Oh.
Abroad to England.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Shameful.
Thank you very much indeed.
My
That's
pleasure.
The thoughts from Dave number three. Any thoughts from Dave one and two? Dave number two is responsible for building this beautiful thing, which is a wee bit better than the gazebo because the water does not pour onto your head. Yes, we were sitting inside gazebos, which were really rather nice for the simple reason that it kept the midges at bay.